This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Broadway icon John Cameron Mitchell channels the essence of his glam rock icon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, for one night only at Arts Centre Melbourne this July. So put on some makeup, turn up the A-track, and pull the wig down from the shelf. John Cameron Mitchell, July 10 at Arts Centre Melbourne. Book now. Joy sponsor.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
Hey, it was the opening of the ski season last
week. Yes.
I went up.
You did?
Yep, and I went to this, up to Mount Hotham, and they had a masquerade ball, which I went to.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, but I had a wardrobe fail.
What, your mask didn't cover enough?
No, I forgot. Of all things, I was packing everything. I forgot my cufflinks. And do you think anyone on that entire mountain had a pair of cufflinks?
Well, it is not 1921, and we're not going to war, so why would you be wearing cufflinks?
Because I had the shirt, and I needed one, and I couldn't. So we improvised, were sewing it together, put a couple of, like, earring things in to make it look like I had them, sewed them on, and then, you know, in the middle of the night, I sort of looked, and you know, we were dancing, whatever, and I had these flappy cuffs, like, just completely...
Oh, so how unattractive.
Completely
unattractive. Flappy calves. And what about the mask? What was the mask?
The mask was really good. It was one of those Venetian masks.
Okay.
So, yeah, that. So no one knew who I was, at least.
Excellent.
I could get away with it.
Did you get lucky and pick up?
No. Well, I was there with my partner.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So I guess I did in some ways.
Well, I'm going to the snow this weekend.
Are you?
I'm going to Mount Baw because they're having a gay ski weekend.
Oh, really?
I believe. Yeah.
But there's not enough snow to ski yet.
Don't they make the shit? It's just all pretend.
Maybe they'll make a little bit.
Well, I was just hoping maybe the plane from Columbia's going overboard and it drops all the white powder on the slopes.
Hey, I had the best sleep last night. You know why? Because I changed my sheets.
That is the best. Is that? I've told you that when I'm rich, that's on every day, I want my... You can't call them servants anymore, can you, or slaves?
No.
What do you call it? When you pay somebody money.
Like a housekeeper,
yeah,
I
there
suppose.
We go. That's nice. That's nice. I'll give him a title. Yeah. I mean, they're not allowed to look me in the eye or meant talk to me by my name, but I'd like new sheets every day.
I'm glad I don't work for you, Tom. But doesn't it make a huge difference?
Oh, having clean sheets?
Yeah.
It's great, but don't forget, I sleep with three dogs, so they start off clean, and in about 3.5 minutes, they're filthy again.
Do they sleep under the sheets?
The little tiny white one does.
Right.
Yeah, she has to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does she make her own way under, or do you just...
No, I let her in.
Let her in?
Yeah, she scratches and she goes like that, and I lift my arm and she goes under there.
Well, I got some new results of a study. Apparently sleeping in a chimpanzee's bed might give you a cleaner night's sleep than... sleeping in your own.
Are you talking about sleeping with my husband again?
Yep. This is
Warren, we have to talk about this. I know he's a gorilla man.
This is what a new study is claiming. After finding a significantly lower number of body-derived bacteria in chimpanzee nests compared to the beds of people.
So
who would have thought?
Yeah, but do you remember being single in your 20s and you'd pick up some guy and you'd go back and you'd go, okay, you know, we'll sleep together, and they'd pull back their sheets and go, there's no way in hell I'm laying on them. There is no way. But see, I say that's a joke because I have a 25-year-old son that still lives at home, and I'd refuse to clean his room. The cleaner doesn't do it. I say to open the door. If it looks like that feels, shut the door and walk away. Right?
Yeah.
And about once a month, I go, hey, mate, those sheets will be walking down the stairs by themselves if you don't bring them off. I don't know how he does it. And I go, your girlfriend's so pretty. I go, doesn't she arrive to your house and go, that's filthy?
I'd love someone to do it for me, though. It's the one thing I really hate doing is taking them off, washing them, drying. I hate it.
No, the worst
so
is when you finally think, oh, okay, I'm going to bed, I'm so tired. You walk upstairs and go, shit, I've got to make
that
bed. I hate
that. Always happens.
That is the worst. Yeah. And sometimes I just think, you know what, I just sleep on the floor. I don't give a shit. Yeah.
Well, maybe these chimpanzees have got it right because they build these nests, which apparently they build every night. So they change their sheets every night by bending and weaving branches.
You mean they change their leaves?
They change their leaves. Well, that's the equivalent of their sheets. They change every night. So maybe that's why they're cleaner.
Because they've got new ones every day.
They've got new ones every day. But apparently, for us, 35% of the bacteria in human beds is from our bodies, which includes...
Oh, so you're talking like skin?
Skin, fecal, oral.
No, because that's true. Because every time you fart, there's a little bit coming out, isn't it? Is that what you mean?
I don't know, but it says that's what 35% of the
I've never pooed in bed, so where the hell is the fecal coming from?
I want to know where the rest of it comes from, though? Well, I suppose
your skin kind of comes off. I mean, you lose your hair.
Yeah.
I mean, you've been losing back hair for weeks now, haven't you? I've been following you around. I'm going to start making a rug out of it.
And oral as well. Apparently, the bacteria comes out of our mouth into the sheets.
Oh, when you said oral, I thought, where are we going with this again?
So that's where it comes from. So there you go. So chimpanzees have cleaner beds.
I am a drooler. Is that what you mean?
Probably.
Have you done that on the train and you wake up and you find yourself waking up and you realise you've got a spit hanging down your chin and you try and wipe it without people looking at you?
Well, something strange is happening to my pillowcases. I don't know what it is, but I wake up and there's bleached patches.
So your saliva is bleaching.
I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's that or if it's some nights maybe. Normally I chow before going to bed, but maybe the face cream I'm using or something. I don't know what it is, but there's little, you know, if I have different coloured sheets, there's little patches that are starting to appear.
You could end up looking like Michael Jackson. You know, you could end up, you know, I mean, if you're whiting yourself, you could end up, we won't know who you are.
I don't know what's going on, yeah. But there's these patches and I'll have to.
I can't wait until he's an albino.
Mariah Carey.
She's great. She knows a lot, that girl.
She does.
Knows a lot. Do you know she just sold the ring that Packer gave her?
No, did she?
Like the $20 million dime. She's going hard done by.
Do you know how much she sold it for?
Oh, I think she took it cheap. It was like only a couple of mil.
Yeah, you'd be pretty. I mean, that was good.
But that's crazy. Do you not know? I mean, you say, I like a bit of diamonds.
Yeah.
You get rid of the men and you keep the diamonds. Marilyn Monroe said this a long time ago. You know, diamonds are forever. Men come and go, but diamonds are forever.
Do you collect diamonds, do you?
Yeah, well, I'd like a notch on my.
Is Mariah Carey a bit hard up for money at the moment or something?
Well, she must be. Have you not heard what she does? She spends. Her dogs, she's got like five dogs, they have a private jet that takes them onto their little holiday to Queensland, to England. They go somewhere to some
That's
special.
What a waste of money. Dogs on a private jet. Come on. I mean, even I wouldn't send Fuzzy on a private jet.
You wouldn't?
No. What a waste of money. I actually get really annoyed at that when you've got these so-called stars with lots of money and they sit and they do these ridiculous things and look what else could be done with that money.
If you think that's bad, so when she does a tour, you know how they have like a writer's list? Have you heard that? So what they demand they want in the dressing room.
Right.
Well, she wants mineral flavoured water to bath her dogs in at the concert. Mineral water. She has an attendant who just collects her chewing gum. That's his job. And he wears the little gloves. She wants 20 white kittens and 100 white doves.
Are you joking?
She still has
Is she right?
80 security guards that gets her from her phantom Rolls Royce to the door. 80 she has to have.
80?
You think that's crazy?
Look, maybe she does have to have security, but, you know, dogs bathing in flavoured mineral water.
Why does she need security? All she needs to do is carry a little portable DVD showing glitter. That's enough to make everybody run from the bitch. I mean, I know I ran.
Apparently she also bathes in milk.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I would have more said the blood of virgins. I mean,
she said recently, she told The Guardian her beauty secret is I bathe in milk. Sometimes I use it as a beauty treatment. And she said, I prefer cold milk.
Well, why?
So at least she
you?
Doesn't have servants running around heating it up for her.
Oh, I could imagine. She'd be asking for skim, flat white, latte'd, you know.
Oh,
yeah. We couldn't just be milk.
It's just sort of sent on a private jet from her favourite coffee shop or something. But, you know, Cleopatra bathed in milk too, didn't she?
But milk's to drink. Don't you drink milk?
Yeah, I drink milk. I love milk.
Do you?
Yeah. I used to drink, you know, that before it was illegal, you know, that raw milk?
Unpasteurized. Not homogenized.
Do you know, I reckon it was the best for bodybuilding.
Oh, really?
I really do. I don't know if it was just my imagination, but it was.
But it's against the law. Because when I was with the kids, I used to milk a cow every day.
Right.
I was milking the cow one day, and my youngest daughter's at the back going, wee! And I've turned around. She was hanging onto the cow's tail, swinging backwards and forwards. I'm still trying to milk it.
So she was like the pump handle.
Yeah, yeah.
Sort of pumping the cow.
So I used to milk it every day, but I did find out because I was giving my neighbours like 2 or 3 litres. It's against the law. Because it was not.
Well, it never used to be, but it is now. Yeah.
I would have told the cops when they come, okay, it's not pasteurised, but it's definitely sold by a homo. Isn't it homogenised or something?
yours is homogenised.
I thought it was homogenised.
Homogenised.
Yeah. I've had my little willy swinging that round, you know.
But apparently there's a, you know, and we don't condone anything that's illegal, but apparently you can still get it.
Black market.
There's a black market for it. And, you know, you can get it under the counter at certain.
Yeah, but I think last year some kid died from it.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
So it's not good to drink.
I think it's what it is when they try and sell it, there's no food safety standard, so it can be sent in a warm truck.
And the bacteria.
So when
grows.
You go back to the whole food standards, that's what really killed
me. Yeah, well, don't have it anymore. But I used to drink it all the time. You know, it never made me sick. Maybe I was one of the lucky ones. But apparently there are some significant risks.
Were you a quick kid? Did you like to put the quick in there?
I loved putting the Milo in. And you know, the Milo wouldn't mix.
Yeah.
And then I loved it.
That was invented by an Australian.
Yeah.
To make everything good.
Yeah. Well, also on milk, one Scottish supermarket apparently has ditched bottles. So right. You don't no longer get your milk in bottles. They've opted for vending machines. And you've got to take your own bottle there and fill it up, which I think is great for the environment.
That's what my nana told me. The milkman used to come around with a big, and used to go with your billy can and he'd pour a ladle in and that's how you got your milk.
But then how does that get over this bacteria thing? Because what if your container's
dirty? That was the 30s. No one gave a shit.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I was just touching up Andy.
You were.
Know it's inappropriately. He reckons he's been going to the gym and he reckons he had muscles. So he tried to flex. There was more hanging down the bottom than there was at the top. I mean, nothing's worse than some old man thinking he's been gymming it out.
I wonder what you were doing over there. I'm not going to tell him. That's counting down. I'm just going to put the mics on and stuff. But you made it back.
I just got here.
Do you reckon petitions work? You know how you always see petitions? Everyone,
do you hate it?
I'm petitioning the government. Do they do anything?
And they hand you a bit of form and say, will you sign that?
Or it's online. Because I just signed one. It was at that place, you know, change.org.
Oh, but they're so easy. They just come, oh, yeah, I'll join
but
that.
But do they do anything? I don't know if they actually do anything. I hope they do. This one, it's got over 45,000 signatures so far.
And what's that, to keep Andy off the streets?
No, it's not one to keep Andy, it's to keep you off the streets.
Oh, imagine if they were going to sign that. I'd have 40,000 million.
This one is calling for Australia's pet food industry to be regulated.
Oh, really?
Because did you hear about that thing, the dogs have been struck down by a potentially fatal condition linked to a popular dog food?
Is that where the police dog all got sick?
Yeah, that's right. Some police dogs were killed. Apparently, more than 100 dogs have already died from this
really?
Food.
Really?
That's right. I think.
But see, I don't give my dogs that artificial stuff. It's like McDonald's, isn't it?
I suppose.
Dog
I don't.
Food. It's what I look at it. So I'm one of these stupid ones. Our dogs are on this raw food diet, 100% natural, and I get all these.
Do you make it yourself?
I make it myself.
Oh, do you?
So I buy like chicken and kangaroo mince, but it's got all the bones chopped up with it as well.
Right.
And it's all these vegetables and minerals and that, and then I mix them together and...
So you add raw veggies or do you cook them?
No, it's already pre-mixed, I should say.
Oh, so you buy a pre-mixed thing and you put it all together. But still, that's better than...
But it's done by a vet. And so it's got all the omegas and...
All the things that it's meant to have into it. I buy a raw thing for Fuzzy as well. I find if I buy this cheap dog food, it actually upsets his tummy quite easily. But this, whatever this bacteria is...
I'm upset knowing you buy your dog cheap stuff.
No, I've
tried
it.
Well, I tried. Oh, don't worry. He walks around in, you know, $400 jeans, pair of shoes, you know, living the high. Oh, but the dog. You get the cheap stuff.
I spend a fortune on him, but he's got a really sensitive tummy. So I had to cycle him through things until I found the right thing. And now I found the right thing. He's sick of eating it. But if I go and buy something else, he gets sick from it. So it's really hard.
Isn't it funny he's trying to do that? Because when we saw him on the weekend and we went to his house, that smell was disgusting. Now he's trying to blame the dog. it was the dog had something. Andy and I walked out. We were disgusted. The smell was terrible. And now he's blaming the dog.
Well, this bug, whatever it's called, is in this DermoCare dry dog food, is called Megasophagus. And Melbourne University believes there's a link between the condition and the food itself. It hasn't scientifically proven it yet, but they believe there's a link. And the manufacturer was first alerted, as you said, when 9 Victoria police dogs ate the food and developed this condition.
You know what? That is terrible. But I just heard somebody use my grinder name. Was it Megasophagus?
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.